Hey, did you sleep in on
Thursday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Yeah, hello, catch-uppers. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, look, just want to apologise, guys, for not being here. Yesterday's catch-up.
Yeah, no, you don't just have to. Mate, we all forgot. I forgot too.
Yeah.
It was like 3 in the afternoon. We normally do it straight after the show.
Yeah.
But it was like 3 in the afternoon, and producer Grace turned to me and was like, have you and Jimmy done a catch-up thing?
Yeah, so we like, this is the welcome before obviously the radio, the best bits of the radio show. It's like currently 9:15 a.m. on a Thursday morning. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's when we're supposed to do it.
But yesterday, I just want to give myself a pat on the back.
Oh, yeah, good on you, mate.
Because I was at home making because you didn't know what I was doing.
You rang me. I didn't know what you were doing.
I was making an afternoon omelette.
Oh, good on you.
And I tell you what, when you're making an omelette, it's very, when you're doing the flip, because you want it to be lovely looking.
Yeah.
Nailed the flip
Can
yesterday.
Can I say something, potentially, it's a little bit controversial.
Controversial?
Yeah, I don't, where's my little controversial thing? Oh, it's gone. Oh,
controversial
time.
Right now.
Nathan Jimmy.
Yeah, it is. There it is. It's
controversial. We didn't have to sing it.
Yeah. I need to sing it to Pat to let me in on something. I don't love omelets. But I like all other
you know
eggs.
I love omelets.
I know. I like them. I'll eat them.
What is it about the omelet that you're not a big fan of?
I don't know. I just think they taste a little bit odd sometimes.
Well, I'll be honest.
Maybe it's because I'm not great at making them. But even when I go to restaurants, if I have an omelette,
I feel like an omelette gives you more, whereas like, you know, scrambled eggs, poached eggs.
I don't understand.
It's just eggs on toast, whereas my omelette, I can get capsicum, tomato, spinach.
I'm at odds with myself because I don't know why I don't like it.
But it just feels like...
Maybe I like my eggs separate from other things. I don't like them all mixed in.
Well, I tell you another thing. Mum's a chef. She said always go for the omelette because there's more eggs in an omelette as opposed to scrambled.
And I totally get it.
It just seems like it'd be so up your alley.
It is, I know.
A big meal, lots of bits.
Why don't I like omelettes?
Don't know.
What's wrong with
Maybe you were attacked by an omelette as a child.
Maybe I was, yeah.
What's the Alpha Bucks letter?
The Alpha Bucks letter for tomorrow, Jim, is...
O for omelette.
F for fried eggs, which are so much better than an omelette.
Nath, it's a weird time we live in, isn't it, mate?
So weird. Such a weird climate.
Just, yeah. You know, I tell you one thing that's been blowing my mind. And I don't know if you've noticed this, the amount of, because I went to Salmaker Fresh yesterday, and on the door, like a printed glossy giant photo was, hey, let's all practice social distancing.
Mm.
There's a lot of like professionally made Woolworths.
Yeah, they social distancing signs.
They have plastic boxes that sit on every second self-serve, and on the box it says, we're self-distancing.
Yeah, so it's like somebody knew this was coming. Because
I don't want to say conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I know. Because I've seen a lot. And what about the TV ads?
Yeah.
Who has had time to put all this production together to make a TV ad?
There's.
Yeah. I mean, did you have that in the bag for a rainy day just in case?
We're not that type of show, guys. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of posters and a lot of plastic and things that
tell you what, bloody blowing this wide open.
Yeah. And I saw one bloke walking around in a COVID-19 hoodie.
Yeah.
And I went,
I saw someone last year, I reckon would have been July, face mask. You can't tell me that you knew something was coming.
Back when I used to go out, like to the clubs and stuff, every woman 1.5 metres away from me.
Yep. Mine even further, so.
Social distancing. look, Nathan, it is strange times. But look, you and I, we put our heads together a couple of weeks ago to come up with a self-isolation song. Just to put a smile on everyone's faces, but, you know, just be a bit factual for the people of Hobart. If you haven't seen the video, it is on the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9 Hobart, presenting it one more time. Self-isolation time.
Self-isolation time, come on. Self-isolate, yeah. There's a virus going on right here. So self-isolate now and stock up on your beers. Go grab some hand wipes, some sanitizer too. Let's self-isolate so we don't get this flu. Go wash your hands now. Self-isolation. Don't try to leave your house cause now it's a crime. Yeah. Self-isolation. Let's all self-isolate and go out of our minds. It's time to make things better. Don't be a stupid virus spreader.
Guys,
stay home. Shout out to the very talented Maddie who does our audio, did that song Great voice.
God, he's good. He's just so good at everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great drummer.
Yeah.
He's a great father to his two kids.
Funny.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah. How do you know he's a great father?
Someone put up a bunch of videos of him and his kids last night. Tagged him in it.
Yeah.
So he didn't put them up. Humble. Didn't put them up himself.
Yeah.
But he just looked like he was raising them right.
Oh, no. I want to see more evidence.
He was running around and the kids seemed to be like, ah, yay. You know what? I don't even know if he has kids. Don't even know if they're his kids. I'll be completely honest. There was just a video of him I saw last night with two children. I guess they're his kids. Again, if you do want to see the video, at Jimmy and Nath, at the Hit Facebook page you want to put on Hobart. And Nath, I just want to give a shout out to at NatashaLouise91 on TikTok.
Good on you, Tash.
Who recreated that video with her daughter.
Oh, no, that's very cute. We did watch that together. Little mother-daughter self-isolation.
Yeah, and they've been doing a bunch of videos. They're great. Now, if you live in strange times and soon we could all be facing self-isolation. So what you and I have been doing over the past couple of weeks is just putting out some tips, things you can do in self-isolation.
Absolutely.
Now, one of those tips, I said, was try out a new hairstyle or experiment with growing out your hair, which is something I've taken on board. I'm going to grow out the hair on my head, whatever I can grow, guys.
Good on you for committing to that.
Yeah. I'm a bit nervous about it, to be honest. The sun hit my head and I was like, don't have a lot up there. And I'm also going to grow out my beard, but I know I grow a good beard.
Yeah.
So at least if the top isn't great, then.
I'm confident in the beard.
So yesterday I put it up on my personal Instagram story. And producer Grace is in the studio with us. Grace, I don't know if you saw the story I put up on my page yesterday.
Yes.
I was going to tell people what I was doing and then upload a selfie. I'm going to put a selfie up every day of my beard and my hair growing out. But as I was doing it, I was just freestyling, doing a bit of a gag, and I came up with a name for my followers, for my fans. Hey, guys. Hey, Jimmy fans. Jimmy. Do I have fans? What would I call them? Jimmy fans. Jim fans. Jim jams. You're all Jim jams. I hope you're happy. Jim jams.
Mm.
I was okay with that. I was happy with it.
Jim
but
jams.
Then I thought there's... You know, the fans of, you know, because again, they're not fans. I know they're my followers.
Yeah, you need to stop calling them fans. They're not fans.
But look, I'm not a celebrity.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're not.
And I'm not going to be Beyonce with the Bayhive. I'm not going to be Bieber with the Beliebers. But what I thought is I got you two.
Yeah.
And you two are more in the theatric field than me.
Yeah.
I mean, Nath, you've got to dance to every song. Mm-hmm. You are the school captain of drama.
That's a made-up title.
Yeah. No, made up title is my junior warehouse manager, Freedom Furniture.
What was it? What were you?
Well, are you talking about which one?
You drama captain?
I was drama captain.
Drama captain. And Grace, I mean, just give us a bit of your history in the arts.
I've danced for 15 years. I've been in many school musicals, been dance captain in the musicals, been in some musicals lately.
So again, I didn't think
Grace is a walking theatre.
carry a Glenn and Cannon in my pocket.
You were both supposed to be in the Mamma Mia production, yeah?
We were, and that didn't happen.
Which, you know, obviously didn't happen.
Thanks for bringing that up.
But you guys are a lot better at this than me. And I thought other people, we're not going to be celebrities. Again, we're not going to be Bieber with the Beliebers. We're not going to be Beyonce with the Bayhive. But this is something everyone could do and come up with one. So I thought I'm going to give you both homework.
Yeah.
24 hours. Tomorrow's show, I want you to both come back with a couple of options for what your fan bases would be called.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this for years.
I've already got one.
I'll give it 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So yeah, again, cool. So you can give me a couple. And then on tomorrow's show, I'm going to decide who has the best fan base name.
Yeah, cool.
Are we happy with that?
We'll never get to use because we'll never have fans.
Lately, the news is really sucking. So here's something that's fabulous. A little hit of happiness.
Yes, Nathan and I sort of, I guess, like the rest of Hobart, we're all over, you know, the news at the moment.
Oh, yeah. So much so that we've asked Rachel, our newsreader, to just have a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
We just didn't want to hear any more news.
Yeah, she needed a break.
Yeah.
She was sick of reporting on it.
Yeah.
So Nathan, I thought, we could highlight some good stories, and these can be little stories, big stories, whatever it is, but Hobart, we need you to tell us about them.
Yeah.
So please head to the Hit Facebook page, Hit 101.9 Hobart. There's a little photo. It says a hit of happiness. There's a sun peeking out behind the clouds.
So it just screams happiness.
Share your story or share the story of someone else. And Nath, please get the round applause ready because we are joined on the phone now by Sam from Austin's Ferry.
Hey, Sam.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam. Now, Sam, do you want to tell us? You've got a good story. You've got a bit of hit of happiness.
I do. So we've got this lovely neighbour. He's 90 this year.
Wow.
Wow.
And yeah. So He lives by himself, and every morning I've been seeing him and offering him, you know, if he wanted anything. On the weekend, he said, no, look, I'm fine. He still drives his car. And I thought, no, he really loves his little mini pavlovas for one from Woolworths. So I saw the lady putting out fresh ones the other morning and grabbed him one, and then my daughter ran down and gave it to him, and his smile on his face was just priceless.
Oh, that is
Sam,
that is amazing.
Beautiful. That is so nice.
See, these are the stories that Hobart needs.
This is what we want to hear.
Yes.
Screw all the other stuff, because this stuff is going on. This is what I love, Sam.
Sam, I believe it didn't stop there, because your kids, they've also been drawing chalk messages on the pavement.
Yes, so because we live at a cul-de-sac, we're very fortunate, and it's a lovely, smooth road.
Mm.
So the children just decorate the whole street with chalk and different messages each day.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday afternoon on our afternoon walk, a neighbour about 10 houses down stopped us in the street, social distancing, and said, wait, I've got something for you, and gave us a huge bucket of chalk so that we could keep decorating the street, because it made him smile when he saw the children's drawing.
Sam! I love this segment!
Oh, moving to Austin's Ferry.
This is so nice!
This is amazing. Did you encourage your kids to go do these chalk messages, or they just wanted to get out there and do something?
It's just something that we've always done, even before this hoo-ha started.
We've got a few pictures here. Producer Grace has given us a few pictures here, Sam, some of the messages. We've got a love heart, a smiling love heart that says, "We got love." We got one, if you can't see sunshine, be the sunshine. Love that. Never heard that before.
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
That's you.
Wait, you're the sunshine, Sam. You're the sunshine in Austin's Ferry.
Yeah.
Sam, these are all absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for getting in contact with us and providing Hobart with a little hit of happiness.
No problems at all.
Thank you, Sam. Jim, we do have a post up on our Facebook page. We encourage as many people as we can to get on that hit Facebook page. Let us know about your little hit of happiness. It can be as small as going to give your 90-year-old neighbour a pavlova.
Or as big as these beautiful artworks on the road. Look, again, I just want to, you know, thank Sam, Nathan. Another round of applause for her.
She was amazing.
A lot of people that do this, you know, we had to twist her arm to get her on the show. A lot of people that do this stuff are very humble. They don't do it for us to sort of highlight them, but I just feel like especially at this time, Hobart needs these stories. So as Nay said, Hobart, head to the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9 Hobart. Bow, 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 when you go to say hey, cause handshakes and all that are so iffy now.
Bow, 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 here we go, Tassie, hey. And all the touchy, kissy, huggy stuff, keep it out of town. Yeah, we know physical touching is out at the moment. Of course, for hygiene safety reasons, the bow is very much in. The deep bow, the shallow bow, whatever you want to do. Could just be a head bow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little. No.
No, because that's a nod.
Yeah,
we're getting
nod.
Into nod territory,
yeah.
Aren't we?
You got to know the difference.
Some sort of chest movement.
You got to know the difference between a nod and a bow.
It's a naughty bad Nate.
Bad Nate.
Yeah, that's.
You came up that from you the came up with this, too.
I know, I'm so angry at myself.
You should be.
I didn't need you to smack me after this.
You said, "Jim, I want to come up with a bow." This is behind the scenes, guys. And I went, "That's brilliant. Yeah, great." And then on the show, you're like, "Let's do a head nod."
Yeah, no, God.
No!
That's blasphemy. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Bows for me. Right, our first new potential bow buddy from Bell's Burgers and Bell's Pizzeria. G'day, Maddie. How are you?
Good, thanks. How's yourself?
Mate, we are going well. Can you tell us about Bell's Burgers, Bell's Pizzeria? How's work been?
It's been different, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's quite odd having no seats in the restaurant.
Yeah. Is it feel, I don't know, like empty? And I know physically it's empty, but I mean, like, I guess in terms of like the soul, Matt, because a lot of these businesses, you know, it's so lovely to be able to go in and mingle with people and chat to them. Does it feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely feels empty in the soul, and just no atmosphere, you know, and the general interaction with people is also, you know, a bit weird when you're used to waiting tables.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
want to,
like Nathan and I, we're big high fivers, we're big huggers, and, you know, we love, you know, being around people, and this whole social distancing, we know it's very important. It just feels weird.
It rips apart my soul. Yeah. Sorry to get dramatic, but I'm very physical.
Yeah. Too physical,
like too fit. In fact, take a step back, Nate, you know? I mean, for those of you who don't know, Matt, some of the best burgers, some of the best pizza going around. You've got Bell's Burgers, which is in Bellerive, and of course, Bell's Pizza in South Hobart. So what kind of things have you guys put in place? Aside from, of course, closing down the in-dining area, what kind of things have you guys put in place for this?
Well, the big thing we've changed is starting to do delivery, which has been taking a bit of getting used to, but I think we're slowly figuring it out after 1 week.
Is it been busy, Matt, the delivery?
It's been pretty good. Yeah, the response has been good so far.
Well, okay. I think that's good. And then how about the staff? I mean, I guess, you know, you've been able to keep staff on board, Matt?
Yeah, with the delivery picking up, it means we actually hired back a couple of our junior staff. And,
Drivers, so. And I think that's a big thing, Matt. Like, you know, again, we know every Hobartian's going through it. It's all tough times. But again, where you can, you know, help and where you can have, you know, that get that, you know, delivery or that food dinner, like that's going to keep someone in a job, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's what we're just trying to do at the moment.
100%. Yeah. Well, you're doing a fantastic job, Matty. And the big question now, Bell's Burgers, Bell's Pizzeria, are they both happy to become official hit Bow Buddies?
We'd love to be Bow Buddies.
We would love to have you, mate.
Get him in. Big Matty.
Burgers and pizza. We'll send you out a poster. You're going to feature on the website, of course. Get plenty of love on social media as well. Make sure you get out to Bell's Burgers, Bell's Pizzeria. All right.
Don't even have to get out there, Nath. They'll come to your door.
They will too. All right. We've got Natalie now from Motovecchia. Is that how you say it, Nat?
Yes, it is. Motovecchia, which means old motorbike in Italian.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it?
I was going to ask you that, but you took the words right out of my mouth, Nat.
Okay, Nat, tell us about Motovecchia.
Well, Motovecchia, as the name says, we're big collectors of motorcycles, and they date back to pre-war. But it all came out of the love of motorbikes, and my dad was in World War II, and he rode a Moto Guzzi. So I've got that same model in the cafe.
Oh, wow. How amazing.
I love a bit of history. So I get, like, businesses like yourself, Natalie, there's so much history there. Are you struggling at the moment? Like, how is business?
Yes, look, we are. But I just sort of feel for all businesses, we're all in the same boat. And just the support that we're sort of getting from the customers is just amazing. And you can sort of see that they're buying that extra biscuit or that extra round of sandwiches that you know that they don't really need, but they're doing it just so that it's helping us and keeping us in business.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like, I don't know if you agree, Natalie, but, you know, Hobart's more than a community. It feels like one big family.
Well, it is. And I think, like, our cafe is very family orientated, run by family. And it's just, and your customers become that extended family. And they can see when you're hurting, and we can see when they're hurting. So that's the part we miss by not having the dine-in area. It's just like, you know, half of us is gone. Mm. And to sort of, you know, to wake up to the news when we got the word to say we had to shut down was, well, okay, look, you only have to operate on 50% of your business.
Yeah, well, Nat, we'd absolutely love to help you out. Are you and Motovecchia happy to become official Bow Buddies?
Oh, look, absolutely. Absolutely.
We would love. I don't know how to say Bow Buddies in Italian, but a bow, a buddy.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Thank you, Nat. Welcome to the club. And, of course, if you do know a local business that deserves some free advertising, some free love on the show that would like to become a Hit Bow Buddy, head to the Hit 100.9 Facebook page. You can always message us as well on our Instagram, @ Jimmy and A. It's your birthday, so you're about to get a birthday shout-out. Time for some Hit birthday shouts. You want to get one, hit.com.au is where you go, Jim.
Two birthdays today, Nate. First one for Jess. Happy birthday, you amazing human. Don't worry, I will never do this again. Oh, wait. No, I want you to keep doing it.
Oh, that's nasty. Yeah. Why, you never want to give her a shout-out again?
Happy birthday, amazing human. Don't worry, I'll never do this again.
You're never getting a present.
Yeah, that's from Nicola. I don't know if they're friends now or if... Yeah, I'm very confused. Maybe Jess is embarrassed at the birthday shout-out.
Oh, yes.
She said, don't do it to Nicola.
Oh, hearing her name on the radio.
Yeah, so...
So what's her name? Jess.
Jess.
Okay, well, we'll make sure we won't say Jess again.
Don't say Jess a lot.
Yeah,
I won't say Jess.
I won't make it a big deal.
Don't say it's Jess's birthday.
Yeah. Hey, birthday, Jess.
And also, Nath, Molly Branch.
Oh, good on you, Molly Branchy.
Happy sweet 16th.
Oh, nice.
And that's from Beck, Kane, Liam, Molly's boyfriend, with some laughing, kissing emojis. it's funny because it says Liam, then it says Molly's boyfriend, and then it says Ethan. So is Liam Molly's boyfriend or Ethan? Is the name before
or maybe
after?
It's a love triangle.
Liam, Molly, and Ethan, and also Sebastian.
Jim, get this. Antarctica is now the only continent in the world that doesn't have a case of COVID-19. We've reached out to the Australian Antarctic Division. We're lucky enough to have Rob Clifton, the operations manager, joining us live right now. Please welcome Rob. G'day, Rob. Mate, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
G'day, guys. No worries. Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you.
I guess, Rob, first things first, can you tell us a little bit about the Australian Antarctic Division and what are they doing down there at the moment?
Sure. So we run Australia's Antarctic Program, and to do that, we run four research stations. So Casey, Davis and Mawson stations on the Antarctic continent. And there's Macquarie Island station up on sub-Antarctic Macquarie Island, which is about halfway between Hobart and Antarctica.
So
doing a variety of research programs and keeping Australia's interest in Antarctica alive.
Yeah, and you're based in Hobart. Is a lot of the division based in Hobart, Rob?
Indeed, yeah. The division's headquarters is in Hobart. We've got a facility down at the wharf and a facility down with the University of Tasmania on the waterfront as well.
Yeah. Now, Rob, I've got to apologise. I'm a bit of an idiot because someone once told me you could see Antarctica from Hobart. I don't believe that's true now after doing a little bit of research. But is Tassie one of the closest places to Antarctica?
It is. It's one of the gateways, as we call it, to Antarctica. So, yeah, so we're relatively close. So it takes about 7 days to Casey Station by ship.
Wow.
Or about 4.5 hours by aircraft to Casey as well. And then Mawson Station is kind of almost closer to Cape Town, South Africa. So it's about a 14 or 15-day ship voyage to get there.
Wow. Now, Rob, obviously it's a pretty unprecedented time at the moment with coronavirus, COVID-19, and I just find it so incredible that there isn't one case of it down in Antarctica. I guess, what's the mood of people down there around coronavirus? Because they would have been, I'm assuming they would have been down there while all this was happening.
How long are people down there for, Rob?
Yeah, so generally people, well, the current crews that are down there are our winter teams, what we call our winter teams, and they're generally away for 12 months.
Right.
So, wow.
So down on the station for about 12 months. So
is that away from family as well, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're you know, truly quite isolated. I mean, they've got good phone communications and pretty good internet, so they kind of keep in contact that way.
Yep.
But in terms of physical contact, you know, getting back to see their families or whatever, that's not possible. And at this time of the year, for the three Antarctic stations, Casey, Davis and Mawson, we just can't get to them because the Antarctic continent grows in sea ice over winter, and we actually can't get a ship into the stations.
So a lot of these people down there, I mean, as you said, they have friends and family back in whatever part of the world, whatever part of Australia they're from. How are they all? How are they going? Are they worried about the coronavirus stuff? Because obviously they don't have it down in Antarctica, but I'm assuming their friends and family would be impacted by it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think for our expeditioners, that's probably their main concern is, you know, how their friends and family are going back here in Australia or, in fact, around the world, wherever they might be. We've just been trying to provide as much information to them as we possibly can and then making sure they've got, you know, the ability to make phone calls back and keep in touch with their loved ones and so on because I guess they're in a bit of a unique situation.
Yeah. So, Rob, you said they're there for 12 months and then there's this, like, ice growing over so you can't get down there. So how long have they been there? Even if you wanted to get there, you physically can't get in there?
Yeah, in winter we physically can't get there. Wow. So it's just too difficult. And that's a combination of weather, the fact that for a fair bit of the winter it's dark, and also the fact that we get this growth in sea ice out from the continent that makes it impossible to get a ship in. Macquarie Island we can get to, so if we needed to, we could get down there by vessel over the winter months.
Rob, are there many people coming into Antarctica on a regular basis? I mean, is there a worry that coronavirus could find its way into Antarctica or not really?
No, look, over winter I'd say no, because, of course, for that reason I just talked about with our access to the station.
Yep.
But certainly over summer it is a concern for us. And we're already starting to do a lot of thinking about how for the next summer season, which starts in about October, November, what steps are we going to take to make sure that COVID-19 doesn't get onto our stations?
And what would some of those steps potentially be?
Well, potentially things like requiring anyone who goes to quarantine in some kind of facility before they go. So we might need a 14-day quarantine. And we may even go to the extent of actually testing for COVID-19 before people travel south. Obviously, the last thing we want is to get cases in Antarctica where, you know, we've got a pretty good medical setup, but it's not, you know, as good as it is back here in Australia. So it's not something that we want to have to deal with in the Antarctic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess, Rob, if people do get sick when they're down in Antarctica, especially in those winter months, is there a medical team there to look after them?
There is. So there's a doctor on the station. And then we have a number of the station community train up in theatre nursing and anaesthetic assistance through the Royal Hobart Hospital to assist the doctor should he or she need to do any procedures.
Wow.
And then we've got really fantastic telemedicine that comes back to a range of people, our own doctors that we have in head office in Hobart, but also specialists around the country as they're needed.
Wow, Rob, thank you so much for joining us. This is so interesting, mate. Thank you so much. Now, I just wanted to quickly let you know, a bit of a more lighthearted angle, a little bit earlier on the show, a little bit earlier in the week, Jimmy and I came up with some potential things they could be doing down in Antarctica to help prevent COVID-19 getting down there. Do you want to know what our two suggestions were, Rob?
Yeah, always keen to hear suggestions, guys.
The first one was self-isolation.
Nice.
Yep. No, you mean ice. And the second one, very obvious one, social distancing.
Ah, yes, good bit of social distancing. We'll put that into practice, guys.
Rob, mate, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. All the best with everything going on.
No worries, guys. Thanks. Good chatting.
Nath, I need you to get the round of applause ready for a lady who is a health spurt. The name I gave her a long time ago.
I love that, by the way. That's a great term.
Yeah. She shared something on her Instagram this morning, at Body by Madison Coach. Make sure you give her a follow, Hobart. She's a great lady, and I'd just forgotten I'd coined that term, health spurt.
Absolute pocket rocket.
Oh, just, you know, 4 foot of just absolute fitness and health.
She can hear all this, by the way, but I've got her down, so she can't respond.
Yeah, you can't. You can say whatever you want, Mads. Nath hasn't brought your little volume thing up yet. Nath, please welcome to the show a lady who we love. She's a non-clinical nutrition advisor, a CAGS Pilates instructor, at Body by Madison Coach on Instagram. She's a health spurt. It's Mads!
Mads!
5 foot nothing.
How tall are you, Mads? Like, what does your driver's license say?
I'm 5 foot.
Like exactly? Like bang on?
I don't know, it's like 158 centimetres or 156 centimetres, something like that.
Do you need to have like little like sticks on the bottom of your feet when you drive, Mads?
Oh, thanks, Nate.
She's going to beat me up.
I do have my seat all the way forward.
Yeah, she could beat you up, mate.
She absolutely could. She could throw me out the window.
Absolutely. And I'd just give you a karate chop to the neck.
Yeah,
he's got a thick neck though, Mads. It'd be a big chop.
Yeah, but Mads is pretty strong.
He's got an Adam's apple.
Mads, first things first, just before we get a little fitness tip challenge I think you've got for everyone. How are you going? How's life been?
It's different. I mean, I'm just seeing this as a forced relaxation. I've been at home now for 7 days, you know, fully straight, not working at Pilates or anything like that. I've just been playing with my puppy, doing live workouts with my clients, and just, yeah, spending a lot of time at home cleaning, cooking. So to me, you know, I'm fine.
How are your clients going, Mads? Are they sort of doing all right being at home?
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, obviously there's a lot of stress and anxiety at the moment, but we're all really working together. We talk to each other in our Facebook group every day and just keep each other's spirits up. We share recipes. We sort of chat online every day just to give each other challenges or to see how we're going, make sure that everyone's eating, you know, a healthy range of foods and all that kind of stuff. So they're actually doing really well.
Mads, from a exercise and fitness perspective, both mentally and physically, I guess, how important is it to be checking in with people regularly in a time like this?
So important. I have a little tip for you guys as well. If you are, you know, struggling without seeing people or being social, being able to walk with people or anything like that, there is an app you can download called Zoom, and you can get onto this app and then from home do workouts together, or you can just talk to each other, have a cup of tea, have dinner together. So it's called Zoom and it's free, and it's kind of like FaceTime but better.
Yeah, yeah, we've heard of Zoom.
Have you heard of house party, Mads?
I have, but I also, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that they were hacking into bank accounts.
Yeah, but
she's onto us.
But then I sent producer Grace. Apparently Zoom, I mean, there's rumours about all of them, so I don't know.
No.
Oh, I heard Snapchat.
Definitely not Zoom. I've used Zoom for like over 3 years with my business, and I pay for a premium feature, but it's a great, it's a great.
Yes, and thank you for your account details too, Mads.
Yeah, your login, thanks. Now, Mads, I believe you've got a fitness challenge for everyone who is stuck at home.
I have a fitness challenge, and it's mainly for you and Nath, but I also want everyone at home to follow along as well. Now, I created this challenge because Jimmy has a little bit of a problem in the lower body.
He's got no ass. Let's call it what it is. He's got a long back, mads, and chicken legs.
Just joking, Jim. You know I love you.
No, it's, well, you don't love me, but it is true. I can't fight this. I do have no ass. It goes from a back to just two legs.
Yeah.
I'm missing that part.
As your trainer, I need to virtually train you and keep you strong while we're not doing Pilates.
Yes.
So when we come back to Pilates, we're stronger than ever.
Okay. So what are we going to do?
So this is the strong legs challenge, and anyone can do it from if they are still at work or if they're at home or sitting in the office like you guys. So every time you walk to go to the toilet, we're lunging there and back.
Oh, lunging to the bathroom.
Lunging
back
to the bathroom.
Every time. And I want to see you guys keeping each other accountable, sending me videos or uploading onto Instagram. That'd be great.
Okay.
Also, every time you drink anything, water, coffee, tea, vodka. Hopefully water, though. I'm praying it's water. We're going to do 10 calf raises.
Okay.
So you can be stand up, 10 calf raises from flat shoes to high heels, flat shoes to high heels. Okay?
Just thinking, Mads, with the lunges, are we doing 90-90 lunges?
We're doing 90-90. Arabesque would not work.
Yeah, okay. Just confirming.
I don't know what any of those words mean. But Mads, I think...
KX Pilates and you'll learn about that.
These, I do, but you've... Make me sore after.
I can't listen and exercise. I can't do two things.
Mads, I love both of these challenges, and I've even got. Yeah. I've just thought of some quick names for both of them as well.
So okay, perfect.
So the lunges to the bathroom, lunge to the loo.
Lunge to the loo.
Or loo lunges. I love it. Yeah, like that one. The only problem with that one is sometimes I leave it to the last minute. I'm very busting, which means my lunges are going to be pretty quick.
Yeah.
Jump lunges.
Yeah, or jump lunges. They could also force things out as well, which I don't want to get into. and the other one, the drinking and the calf raises, a cup of calf. What about that one?
A calf. That's beautiful. Good job, Nate.
Yeah, no.
One more. So we've got three, okay?
Yep.
Every time you're going to sit down on a chair, we're going to do 10 squats.
So like down to the chair, your bum touches, you go back up?
Yep. Exactly. So you guys are going to need to lower those chairs. I know that they're very high.
Yeah, there's high chairs here in this.
So you're going to lower those down.
Okay.
Use other chairs. I have put all of this on a page, a slide on my Instagram story, so you can remember and have a look at it and share it and challenge each other.
Okay. These are all perfect. And these are all things that people can work out at home with as well.
This is going to keep your legs strong, keep you active. Keep your metabolism going instead of slowing down by sitting still.
Yep.
If you can create a name for the squat one, that'd be good.
Yeah, I haven't got one for that. Sit squat. Squat sit.
the sat squats.
Sat squat.
Well, you sat
we'll
satting.
Back to you guys on this.
Mads, thank you so much for joining us. And here's what I want to do now. 13, 12, 16, I want to throw it out to the phones. As we know, a lot of people, gyms and stuff are closed at the moment, so a lot of people are going to be working out from home.
Yeah.
Very simple. 13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. Have you been working out from home? Do you know somebody who's been working out from home? We want to know what you've been doing. Maybe it's as simple as you've just been doing some push-ups every now and then. You're doing some running. I know we've got a bit of a hill on our driveway, Jim. You and I have been running up and down that hill a few times.
That's it, though. Just up and down.
Yeah. That's it. So 13, 12, 16. Hobart, jump on the phones right now. Have you been working out at home? Give us some tips. We'll try and help you out as well. 13, 12, 16, home workouts. Mads, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a beautiful day. You're on
the ride. Goosebumps, Delta. Sometimes you gotta sacrifice the things you love. What a vibe lifter. But I was born to try. You got to stop doing that.
the difference between me doing it and the rest of Hobart doing it is they're not broadcasting.
No, they're not.
Yeah, but everyone was doing that.
Mate, yeah, everyone was doing it, but most people are doing it in their car, maybe with the window down. You know, when you do it, you actually ruin everyone else doing it.
but, you know, I loved it. Yeah, come stop me.
Oh, yeah, great. It's a vibe lifter.
It is, mate.
You want to sing next time.
My vibe has been lifted. Maybe we need to start making a vibe lifter requests.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, I mean, this kind of just happened. Who requested that again?
That was Mel. Jade Wright.
Mel just requested and we just popped it on. Vibe lifted. Perfect. Hey, Jim, we just asked the question, 13, 12, 16, if you've been working out at home. Of course, we know gyms and stuff are all closed at the moment, so people are having to get a little bit creative to ensure they're still getting their exercise. We just had Maddie Hawes on to help us out with some tips of how to still work out at home. We've got some calls now. Let's go to Lauren from Old Beach. Hey, Loz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good, Loz. Now, we know you're a bit of a fitness guru. Loz, how have you been working out at home?
I was one of the panic buyers at Health and Leisure.
Okay.
Buyer or hoarder, Lauren? Hoarder. You were hoarding, weren't you?
No, I didn't get anything. Oh, you lined up like the rest of Hobart. I got 2 9-kilo dumbbells. That's it.
And that was all you could get?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what are you doing with the 9-kilo dumbbells?
Not much.
So how have you been working out at home, Loz?
I've been very lucky. I'm better than Kurt.
Okay.
Kurt's got a resistance band and a Yaris.
A resistance band and a Yaris. He's pulling a car around, is he?
Yeah, pretty much.
So for normal human beings that can't pull cars around, I mean. Yeah.
So, Laura, what's a tip for people? How can people work out at home, do you reckon?
Oh, watch my TikToks.
You know what? Bye, Lauren.
Yeah, bye, Lauren.
Right. Sean from Old Beach. Sean, how have you been working out at home, mate?
So I set up a beep test in my front yard, and all my neighbours think I'm crazy. So, you know, there's that.
A beep test in your front yard.
So what do you get on the beep test, Sean?
So at the moment I'm getting 9.9.
It's pretty good.
That's really good.
I'm quite happy. I started at 6.6. When I was a little bit fatter, and now I've lost a bunch of weight doing it. So,
good on you.
Yeah.
Well done, Sean.
So, and for those that don't know, Sean, can you explain the beep test? Because this, I guess, is something that everyone could do at home.
Mm.
Yeah. So you set up 20 meters, flag 20 meters apart, and you run between the flags in time with the beeps. You can download the app. There's an official free beep test app, very official. And you just start the app and it tells you when to go, and then you've just got to make it between the two flags and between the beeps.
Sean, how close are your neighbours?
Oh, look, they're far enough away so that they can see what I'm doing and probably look questioningly over at me. One of them asked me if I was okay the other day when I was getting the mail. They're like, "Are you okay? We see you doing a lot of running." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just trying to stay active." They're like, "Oh,
I'm so fun." Do-do-do. Start level 3-4.
So, Sean, is your microwave beeping? I'm sure. Is there a truck reversing in your backyard?
Thank you, Sean. Karen from Stanford. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, Karen. Have you got a home workout for us?
So basically I've been doing 30 burpees every day and timing them to see if I can beat my previous day.
Oh, good one.
Every time you open the fridge, 10 squats. Every time you go to the cupboard, 10 push-ups. I'm also lucky enough to have a home gym at home as well.
Well, I was about to say, Karen, like, we know you. And yeah, I was about to say, I was hoping you weren't going to say your workout tip was to have a home gym.
Yeah.
But that's good because, I mean, you've got the home gym, but it's those simple things that you can do around the house that everyone can do.
Yeah, go for a walk. Go for a ride. Go for a run.
Well, that's the other thing. You can still go out by yourself or with your family members or with one other person.
100%. Karen, I do have a question. Obviously, you've got your little things when you open the fridge, when you open the cupboard, different exercises. Do you have them written on the thing that you're opening? Because I would forget.
Yeah, stick a post-it note on there.
Oh, there you go. See, I'll get to the fridge. I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing here?
Yeah. Because, Karen, I mean, Nath goes to the fridge like, 50 times a day.
Oh, mate, so. I'd be so fit if there was an exercise attached to that.
Get up with Jimmy and Nath.
On Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Bow, bow, bow when you go and say hey. Because handshakes and all that are so iffy now. Bow, 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 here we go, Tazzy, hey. And all the touchy, kissy, huggy stuff, keep it out of town.
Yeah, we know touching, all that physical contact is out at the moment. What is in and what is trending, Jim, is the bow.
Yes, it certainly is, mate. It's very easy to do. I'll do a bow now. Ready?
Go ahead. Oh, it's a great bow. See, once again, for those of you who don't know Jimmy, fantastic execution of the bow. It's because he's got great hamstrings. Great hamstrings and a strong lower back.
Yeah, look, they were things that I never used to have.
Yeah.
But thanks to who we had, Mads, on the show earlier, she's really improved my flexibility and strength.
But even if you're not, I'm not flexible at all. No. And I can still execute a pretty good bow. That's the thing. As long as people
Anyone can do it.
You've just got to just kind of bend at the hips a little bit.
We got to... little boomerang. I couldn't remember what a boomerang was called.
You're right, Granddad.
Got one of them moving pictures on the... there's a boomerang on our Instagram, and you're bowing in it. And great bow.
It's a good bow, isn't it? Yeah. All right, let's go to some local businesses now. We've got Paula on the phone. Hey, Paula, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We are good, Paula. Is there a local business we can show some love to?
Pardon?
Is there a local business we can show some love to?
There is. There's What's New Hobart and What's New Northgate. We've currently closed, but we've still got our website, whatsnewtaz.com. hobart.com.au going. And we're going to run a bit of a competition with a $100 gift voucher to like our Facebook post and share when we reopen, or you can spend it online, doesn't matter.
So is that new? Is that new, Paula, like the online store? Have you always had the online store?
It is reasonably new. We're just starting off with the online store. It's just for the Northgate and Hobart stores.
Yep.
Sorry,
what's new? Just joking. Not
the website, mate. The website's new. So, Paula, did you have to close the store?
We have closed both stores. We were a bit concerned with what needed to be done, even though we had hand cleansers and everything for everyone, and we're keeping our distance. I was a little bit concerned for the staff. We've got great staff, great customer service, and we decided that we would close. And it looks like it will be for a month, but we've got the online going with our products.
Well, that's so great you're doing online, Paula. Well done. That's awesome. Are you over at What's New? Are you guys happy to become official Bow Buddies?
We would love to.
And we would love to have you, Paula. Well done. Welcome to the tribe. All right, let's go to Jonathan from Glenorchy. Jono, is there a local Hobart business we can make official hit Bow Buddies? Give them some love.
Yes, sir. It's going to be Horizon Motorcycles.
Horizon Motorcycles.
So do you work there, you go there, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm sitting up front right now.
good man.
So how's it been there? How's business been?
It's slowed down a little bit up front. Service and workshops going pretty strong. Obviously, we're still servicing motorcycles, still have the gear and everything like that going as well. We do have a delivery service Tuesdays and Thursdays if you need parts delivered to your house in a 20-kilometer radius from the store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, trying to help the community out and try to do our part.
Really. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for giving us a call, and thank you so much for staying open, helping the community of Hobart as well.
And the delivery stuff as well.
Horizon Motorcycles, are you guys happy to become official hit Bow Buddies? We'll send you out a poster.
You guys bet.
Mate, we would love to have you. Good on you, Jonathan. Welcome to the hit Bow Buddies. All right,
I'd love to have a motorcycle one day, Nath, but I'm just not cool enough.
Yeah, my mum won't let me. My dad wants a motorcycle. He's wanted one for 20 years.
And really?
Yeah, mum won't let him.
I did not know that.
Yeah, mum won't let him. You know what mum's like. You're not going to mess with Kathy.
Kathy, yeah.
Yeah, she runs the show.
Yeah.
Dad's about 300 kilos heavier than
I was about to say, there's probably not a microcycle big enough for your dad.
Yeah, he needs three taped together. Maybe we'll talk to Jonathan. right, let's go to Barry from Hobart. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We are very good.
I don't ever get that joke.
Yeah.
I'm really bad today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Barry. Sorry for that.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. I did it again. Stop it, Nate.
Leave her alone, Nate.
I'm sorry. Barry, is there a local business we can shout out for you?
Yeah, please. My dad's got a cafe in Hobart. Could you, do a shout out for that one?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what's the cafe's name?
It's called Pop Cafe.
Okay.
Pop Cafe.
And so, what you've obviously been to your dad's cafe a few times?
Yep, I'm there right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, so what's your favourite thing? What have people got to come to Pop Cafe for? What's the best thing?
Probably my dad, really. He's awesome.
Can you order him?
What's your dad's name? Blue?
His name's Ronnie.
Ronnie. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Nate's lost it. So is Ronnie one of those people that's a people's person? Like people come into Pop Cafe and they've got to go see Ronnie?
I reckon. He's really cute. He's like a little Kurdish man with a moustache. He's, adorable. So you should come and see him.
I love that. What kind of, you guys obviously do coffees and stuff. Do you do milkshakes?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do coffees, milkshakes, chips.
Awesome.
Burgers. Oh, chips. Love that.
Yeah.
With the milkshakes, do you need a straw, Barry?
Well, yeah, you do.
You do. Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you hear what he said, Barry?
What?
He said, with the milkshakes, do you need a straw, Barry?
I didn't say that.
I'm so sorry, Barry.
I'm so sorry. But you know what, Barry?
That was a little too witty for me.
Barry, we would love to have your dad's cafe as official hit Bow Buddies if you would like to have us.
Yeah, we would love that.
Beautiful.
So how about if you can, pop on down to Pop Cafe.
Thank you very much, Barry. All right, Luke, let's go to Luke from Cultura. Hey, Luke, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good. How you doing?
We are fantastic, Luke. How's business going at Cultura? For those of you who don't know, it's on Liverpool Street, 123 Liverpool Street.
123. How good is that number, by the way?
How easy is that?
Very easy to remember. Luke, how's business going?
Guys, we're ticking along. You know, although
business has slowed down a bit. We're seeing awesome acts of generosity along the way, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Can you explain, I guess, how the community's still got around you a little bit, Luke?
Oh, mate, we've got a lot of loyal supporters, and these guys and certainly new people are going out of their way to come and visit us and, you know, getting more than what they need and buying alcohol and bits and pieces and just doing their bit to keep things ticking along.
Luke, do you feel like the customers are more than, like, it's a little family? Like, that's what you have at Cultura?
Definitely. We've always tried to build a sense of community. And that, you know, that's how we survive, especially through these times. It's blessed to be in this situation that we've got so many wonderful supporters to get us through.
Absolutely, Luke. Now over at Cultura, are you guys happy to become official Hit Bow buddies?
Oh, I'd love to join your crew, boys.
Mate, no, we would love to have you. Good on you, Luke. Welcome to the Bow Buddies, Jim. As we said, if you do want to become a Bow Buddy, you know a local business that should become a Bow Buddy, head to the Hit 100.9 Facebook page and you can let us know, tag a local business, or if you are a local business, let us know so we can give them some love.
Can I... Producer Grace, we're about to do some gossip, but just really quickly before we do.
Yeah.
All TV shows I've been watching, breakfast shows, news shows, they're all playing TikTok. They're playing videos.
They're all doing their TikTok.
Like funny videos. And I get it. It's because, you know, in these tough times you want to laugh.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the videos do the work for them. Like, what would be the equivalent for us of a radio show? Of us playing.
Oh, to play audio from another radio show.
Playing comedians.
Yeah. Oh, playing music.
No.
Thanks,
no, Grace
Gaga.
Is right. Playing grabs of like,
yeah.
And here's a funny stand-up set from Jerry Seinfeld. We're going to take a listen now.
All right, please welcome producer Grace for some gossip.
We're going to call her Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace. Hey, Grace.
Really love it if you didn't do that. Look, we are living in weird times at the moment, which means people have to get creative, which I'm kind of loving. It's kind of a nice little silver lining seeing how people...
How TV shows are getting creative.
By playing TikToks. Yeah, it's really great. But the people that are getting creative includes the cast of The Nanny.
Oh, okay.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out.
And one of those crushing scenes.
I love it.
What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny.
I used to love The Nanny.
Remember when we got the plot of this wrong and my mum was so mad?
No, we didn't. You did.
No, I got it wrong. And mum, oh, the abusive message that I got from my mother. Because she used to watch, still does, watches The Nanny religiously.
I've actually never seen an episode.
Really?
Yeah. Got to watch it.
I didn't remember the plot. I did remember it being on as a kid. I don't know. It was in the afternoons, maybe?
I just went, Mr. Sheffield.
That's the main one I remember. Great impression.
Oh my God, is Fran here? Fran Dresser?
Apparently, the original cast of the show is reuniting for a virtual table read of the pilot via Zoom.
Oh, okay.
So this will be posted on the Sony Pictures YouTube page the morning of Monday, April 6th. Fran Drescher, who plays The Nanny, said, "It's a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic performance for our fans around the world who are currently stressing."
Oh, careful.
Oh! 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 Oh, we have got to get that audio back. I don't even know if we can play that back.
Please, please, pause normal programming for a minute.
Oh, well, we might get cancelled. Grace might lose her job. She might not be here tomorrow.
Wow.
Do you realise what you just said?
Mate, I know we're after 9 o'clock, but there's still maybe kids in the car.
Yeah, you know what, Nath, let's get out. Nath, we've still got producer Grace in the studio, but her microphone is off, and it will remain off until you and I can trust her again.
Yeah.
So don't turn it on yet. For those that may have missed it, we just had Gossip Grace.
Yeah.
She was talking about the reunion of The Nanny. They're going to be reading the first episode of the pilot. Now, this is obviously I beeped it out because what she said was an accident, but it was very rude. This is what Grace just said.
Fran Drescher, who plays The Nanny, said, "It's a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic performance for our fans around the world who are currently stressing."
Oh! 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 Now, potty mouth guard.
Yeah, list of words you can't say on the radio. That's probably number one.
Yep.
You
can't say this.
Yep. Can't say. And Grace obviously said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Grace, nod if you're not going to swear. All right, you can turn the mic back on.
Okay. What do you reckon, Grace?
Grace, we just said,
don't swear.
Anyway, 13, 12, 16, if you want to be our producer, obviously we're letting Grace go today. But
you know, Grace, don't get angry. Don't get...
Oh, Grace, don't. Stop.
Jesus, she's aggro.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.